Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Agency Toolkit Podcast. I am your host, Julia McLaughlin, and today I have Gabriella Hailman here with me today. Gabriella is the owner and founder of 360 Integral Marketing, which is a digital marketing agency located in Toronto. So, Gabriella, I'm really excited to have you here with us today and learn about your journey of starting your agency and how you, continue to grow it and also learn about some challenges that you've had to overcome along the way.
Wow. Thank you, Julia. Thank you for inviting me. I'm very excited to be here.
Awesome. Yes, I'm excited too. And so to get started, I'd love to know, how you got into digital marketing. So let's start off there.
Oh, that's a big, long journey. So I started my career in marketing, and I actually worked for the largest brands in Canada. So I worked for RBC and Rogers and ADP. And then my last position was at American Express globally, supporting their marketing teams and sales. And so when in my career, I was considered a database marketer. So we use data points to define who we were going to target, predictive modeling. So today in the digital space, a lot of those things haven't really changed. They're just the algorithms and the volume of data on who we reach and when we reach and when they're sales ready is more available and accessible to small businesses. So the way that I started is that I had enough of corporate life and I said, that's it. And Ontario government had grants back then for people that wanted to start a small business. And it was an amazing program. You learned about the legal aspects of it, building a business plan, the accounting, as well as branding, marketing, et cetera. And I had my colleagues there as well. And so my first, I was always exposed to digital marketing, but I was really, at that point, micro businesses were all about building websites, building their brand, building their website. So I did a lot of websites and I, built up a team in that with that expertise. But, as I grew the business, I looked at partnerships in order that, so one of my key partnerships early on was a business that catered to other small businesses. So they provided office space and virtual offices. So, when you start a business, you've got a whole checklist of things that you need to set up. So one of them obviously was the website, the branding. And I worked with him, and helping build his clients. And I did that for a few years, but found that the micro businesses, really the profit margin isn't there. And there's a ton of work in educating small businesses on the value importance of marketing and the investment that they need. It's an uphill climb as far right. as, the investment that they need to do and to convince them. So usually it's like when you're working with micro companies, once they've built their website, the marketing dollars have dried up and they're really just relying on referrals and networking to start growing their business. Especially, with professional services, retail, it's a little different. They have to really invest and continue to invest. So nonetheless, to say that at a certain juncture, I said, okay, I'm going to reach out to my networking and some of the senior great marketers that I worked with through my career and started partnering with them and really elevating our position as more of a strategic partner than just doing websites or execution. So my passion and what I love to do is understanding buyer behavior and how to motivate them and what's the next step that's going to take them to say to that yes. to that. Yes, I want to engage with you. Yes, I want to work with you. Yes, I want to buy from you. And yes, I want to refer you. So we want to get all those yeses lined up. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and in the digital space, it's all about a digital conversation and monitor and how they engage with you, the content that they consume. So all of those pieces. So, you know, and now I'm at a space where I really love a lot of this because it's more challenging and more rewarding. And, you know, and the people that the companies I work with have more of the investment and perceive the value and can gain the value from it. So it's kind of a long, it's, you know, what I've been doing and in my career is really an evolution of what technology has enabled us to do to be able to have those conversations.
That's so interesting. And then, so what was that deciding factor that you were going to switch from working in corporate to starting your own agency?
Oh, good question. So if anybody's worked in large corporations, a fabulous experience. They have deep pockets. You can try a lot of different things. The training is great. What the challenge for me is, it's really, you know, that political minefield. Just, you know, be careful on you know, stepping on toes. And just really, I wanted to focus more on, I reached a certain point where, you know, data has become so accessible and affordable in technology. So what large corporations were only able to afford, now there was a juncture where small businesses could look big in the online space. So this was a great time for me to shift gears and take all that expertise and be able to funnel it down to small businesses to help them, as well as deal with the exhaustion of working in large corporations. And you know, spending so much time in the political minefield versus doing what I passionately love to do.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, yeah, it makes so much sense. Yeah, you're able to just put all that aside and just focus on, you know, serving small businesses, helping to grow them, doing great work, and just cut out all the noise. Yeah. So I'd love to know, you know, how you got those first few clients and, yeah, what it was like in those early days.
Well, the early days. So, you know, when you're working in a corporation, you can do a lot of delegation. You can, you know, you delegate to the web team, you delegate to the data analysts, you delegate to the predictive modelers, you delegate, you know, to the writers, to the creative team. Now I had to build the team myself. Within a small business, and some of the expertise had to be overlapped, and I had to, you know, strengthen some of my skills where prior I would delegate. So it was building a really strong team and learning how to manage it, and then you know, the thing is the customer, the client rules. So you have to bend towards where the market's going, where their needs are. It's not just sticking, you know, in the sound, like, you know, people that, for example, horseshoes, you know, I only make horseshoes. Well, everybody's driving cars. So you've got to evolve with the time. So you've got to figure out, you know, listen to your customer all the time and where they're going and their pain points, and then look at how you solve it. So it's more not about here's my service, buy it. It's about how do I solve your problem today? Because mm-hmm. yesterday was a different problem. Today is a different problem or a different solution. So, yes. Right. So it's that evolution. Then also, you know, who are the clients I want to have that I want to work with to solve those problems. So it is a partnership, and we very much look at that, is that we say, you know, we're more than agency. We're committed to your success.
I love that.
Partnership capacity. Yeah.
Awesome. So how has your strategy evolved over the years for bringing in leads into your agency?
Okay. Great question. So, first, it was the referrals, and then it was really networking, and it was building the referrals, and then it was inbound marketing. So because we are predominantly an inbound marketing agency, is that we just crafted our skills to drive leads inbound. Now we're at a point where, you know, we've generated a lot of inbound opportunities, but it's inbound is great because it shortens your sales cycle. They're already eager to buy and are shopping or actively shopping. The downfall is that usually they're smaller clients, or and you're already in a competitive landscape where there's many, they've not just reached out to you, they've reached out to many others. So those are some of the challenges, where now we're evolving, where we're looking at more account-based marketing as well, where they're bigger ticket items. It's a longer sales cycle. They may not be in the conversation for buying, but knowing that, you know, you've opened the door, there's less players out there that you're competing against. So that's kind of how we've evolved. On the one side is looking at bigger deals. On the other side is we're looking at how can we scale up and help small businesses in a broader forum with information technology and tools. We recently launched a book, 50 Ways to Fill Your Sales Funnel, to really help businesses grow. So you may not be able to afford a premium agency with, you know, high ticket items, but at least you can start figuring out what your steps are, what your guide is, and also how not to get caught up in spending an enormous amount of marketing dollars on things that just are not going to work.
Right. Okay. So you have this mix of piecing in, you know, bigger clients with the smaller guys as well. And so you it sounds like you have like a really diverse client base.
So you know, diversity is great as long as you don't overextend yourself. So that's the one thing too, is that the challenge I think with my marketing agencies is that you can't be everything to everyone. And you need to have some scalability. So figuring out what works and what you can scale to be able to take some of the great learning from previous clients and then take that and then offer that to other clients as well and scale on that way, as opposed to each solution may be unique to the business and you want to customize, but you don't want to overly customize that it overextends your resources and you don't get the profit margin that you need. And so, you know, it's not a win-win relationship anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. And so what's, you know, if you're able to share, you know, just one tip that you've, you know, learned along the way for maintaining happy clients, what would that be?
Is to really listen at first, and then clue in on what they're really telling you their problems are, because they may not know what their problems are until you listen in and then ask the right questions. So it's really about, you know, it's a relationship that you're building, and we focus on long-term relationships than just projects. So it's really important that, you know, their business is going to continue to evolve. And if you want to evolve with them, you need to listen to their pain points and being able to figure out what areas you can solve and what areas you need them to find somebody else to solve.
Yeah. I love that. And it really helps build trust as well when you're able to listen and not, you know, jump to conclusions and, you know, feeling heard is just such a powerful way, I think, to build an authentic relationship that's going to have that trust. So, I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many people out there that have a preconceived notion that I've got to sell this widget. I mean, it's old school selling. Where, you know, resistance is futile. If I keep pushing this product on you, finally you're going to break down and say yes. Where, you know, now if you did that, people would just run.
Yeah, exactly. That's not effective in today's market at all. Okay. So, Gabriella, I'd love to know, what's one big challenge that you've had to overcome as you've grown your agency, and how have you overcome that challenge?
It's always having to continuously evolve. So the market has changed so much with offshoring, and there's a lot of labor, it's a very competitive space, digital marketing, where it wasn't, say, you know, maybe 10 years ago. And so there, and everybody and anybody is saying, hey, I can do digital marketing. Mm-hmm. And it's really, you know, that you have to, you have to educate and define what areas you want to be in. I mean, websites, oh my God, like everybody and anybody can say that they do websites now, and offshore. Yeah. I'm getting probably bombarded with two or three emails a day and on LinkedIn for websites, SEO. So this is just, you know, this has become such a crowded space. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, you want to move yourself away from that crowd, because it's not something, you know, first of all, that they're not going to deliver the services that they promise. It's just going to be very frustrating, I find, you know, for the business owner as well. Mm-hmm. But also it is, you know, we don't play on price, but, you know, price will always be an element in any decision that's being made. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that's the big challenge is the different layers of competition in this space now.
Yeah. And I think it's so important to really get crystal clear on who you serve, you know, and what type of services you offer as well. You know, is it, you know, maybe a service that you can be, you know, offering the masses maybe at a lower price point, or is it, you know, a premium service that you're going to offer at a higher price point? I think it's just so important to know, you know, what niche you serve, what type of product you're offering, and just get crystal clear on that, and then just double down on serving those people.
For sure, for sure. But then, you know, as you know, what was considered premium may be lower down in price over time, and then you have to reevaluate the perception of that service if it's no longer perceived as premium, or, you know, just right. So just adjust with the times that you know, so that you stay aligned with those clients that you want to reach, because you know, the tools in the toolbox keep changing, keep evolving. Some of them get cheaper, some of them get more expensive, some of them get a lot more complicated. So, you know, right. So I always look at, you know, the clients that I serve, do they have the right tools in the toolbox, and, you know, and how do I navigate them? Because their needs may not always be that we're there to manage it. There may be that they just need some guidance and some strategic direction in order to streamline and reduce their costs and build their sales.
Yeah, it's so true. And then, so where do you see 360 Integral Marketing in 5 years' time? What are your goals?
Oh, 5 years' time. Well, it will be 5 years from now. So I do see us continuously evolving as a premium brand with 360, and we are selective in the clients that we bring on board because of the approach that we do take. The other side of it is that, you know, 360 is devoting more time and energy to helping the small businesses, but more on a forum basis as well, you know, provide making accessible to them some tools and resources. We're looking at launching maybe a mini course for them for small businesses that can't afford the very seasoned marketer in-house, and want just some guidelines around that. So, and also, you know, our book, 50 Ways to Fill the Sales Funnel, there may be a follow-up. I'm not sure about that, but it's really, you know, the two polarities around helping the small business, because we know that's our economy engine, but how do we help them without, you know, and still be profitable. And then also, you know, the larger clients where we can continue to master our craft and help them.
Well, that's really exciting that you guys are going to be building a course out. I think that's very exciting.
Yeah. So look out for that.
Definitely. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to be moving on to the fast five. So I'll have five rapid fire questions for you in just a moment. But before we move on, do you have any final thoughts or words of wisdom that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, I think that if you want to figure where your industry is going and your business is going, always look at where the technology is going.
I like that. Awesome. So, all right, well, we're going to move on to the fast five now. So first question I have for you, what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
The book that I read was Digital Body Language by Stephen Woods. And that's, he is actually the founder of Eloqua. So he was the one that really moved me into marketing automation. Eloqua was bought out by Oracle for about $817 million back in 2012. So this was a while ago, but it really opened my eyes up to how we can see the footprint of how people behave online and use that those data points or that digital body language to determine their sales readiness and what to say, when to say it, and how to say it to the customer. So it was really powerful.
Love it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And then what does your morning routine look like?
My morning routine. So I meditate in the morning. I do this.
Love that.
Yes. So it's a 6-phase meditation by Vishon. It's really just sets the day for how I want to, what I want to focus on. It's a really cool meditation. If you ever want to look it up, it's the first is just relaxation. The second is being grateful for the things that you have in your life. And the next is really forgiveness. And then where do you want to be in 3 years? And really visualizing that success. And then the next phase is what do you need to do today in order to reach that vision in 3 years? And then the fourth is just, putting light around you. So just protection. So, that's one. And then yoga stretches and putting a list of what I want to accomplish for the day and going to it.
Amazing. That sounds like the miracle morning.
Yes.
Yeah, so it covers pretty much all the same elements. So visualization, meditation, stretching. So very cool. I love it. And then is there a CEO that you follow or study?
Well, I used to be a big fan, I think because of my son as well, as Steve Jobs, because he was such a fascinating, innovative person. And then, Elon Musk is also a very, a very interesting person, a real disruptor in technology and in his points of view. And so him as well. And so we'll have to see what Elon Musk is up to next.
Yes, he definitely keeps us on our toes.
Right?
Yeah. Awesome. And then, so what is your favorite online tool?
Well, you know what? I was going to say Canva because it's a great creative tool, but there is something out there now, and it's called ChatGPT. It's an AI chat. Have you heard of it?
I have, yes.
And I'm just getting to know all the power of it. You can basically, this is, copywriters, close your ears here, but you can basically put any question in, and they put the most comprehensive information, like blog like quality, into a chat. So this is like, it's going to really be a disruptor, I think, right? So people would go out to seek your advice. Now they've got this free tool to be able to answer almost any question, tapped in over how many databases and service. And Elon Musk actually was one of the founders of it as well.
I did not know that. That's so interesting. And yes, it's definitely going to change a lot of things in the industry. But I think at the end of the day, I feel like there's some fear there with, agency owners, but I think there's always going to be, busy entrepreneurs that need digital marketers to help them with their marketing services. So I don't think it's going to take away too much. It's just going to change things a little bit, but I still think, you don't have to fear for your jobs or anything like that.
Well, that's where the evolution, right? Like keep evolving with the changes and seeing where technology impacts you, your ability to do your work. And when does technology do a better job than you do? So,
it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out for sure.
Yeah.
All right. And then, so last question I have for you, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
My career or my business? So I guess, you know, my career is marketing. My marketing has been around, you know, I'm basically born in as a marketer. It's in my DNA.
let's say your business. So it's one thing you wish you had known when you were first starting out with your business that you know now.
It's the people. It's the people that make you successful and you make them successful. And it's not, you know, the tools enable you to get to help them, but don't put the tools ahead of the people. Don't put tools ahead of the strategies.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just focus on building those authentic relationships.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
Like we are doing now.
Yes, exactly. Well, Gabriella, thank you so much for coming on for today's episode. It was a pleasure to learn about your journey of, you know, starting and growing 360 Integral Marketing. So thank you again for being my guest on today's show.
You're welcome, Julie. Thank you so much for the invite. I really enjoyed it, our chat.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.